This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Something is in the air in Fargo that I can't quite figure out. But this is the greatest radio audience on the face of the earth, so you'll figure it out. You'll know what's going on. I'm baffled by it.
I was guessing it was the beet plant.
Something in the air. Yeah, no.
This doesn't actually.
Yeah. Well, it kind of does smell, but I don't, you know. Anyway, that's one thing I'd like to talk about today. Second thing is Election Day. It's been a tense... You know, I shouldn't say that. Among all of us that work for a living in the real world, you know, not in the political circles, but just out there and get up every day to say, how do I feed my family? Okay, what am I going to do? You know, those folks haven't been paying much attention to it, but in the political circles, there's like a four-alarm fire over this election. And I still can't really find... Well, I guess I know why. But I don't... why is Governor Burgum deciding to start a leadership pack... And, you know, supporting some candidates. If I were a candidate, I think I would say, I want the support of that PAC, so I'm going to earn it. You know, right? I mean, not many PACs give out that kind of money. So, you know, give it a try. But most people have been more mad that he is, you know, directing that and doing that and that his PAC is giving dollars to people that they don't support. Well, that's not America. I don't get that. Some people say, well, a governor shouldn't do that in legislative races. But the governor has to hear all year about legislators that are petty, not all, 90% are great, just that 10% that kind of constantly playing the drama queen game, right, that are constantly agitating and it preventing things from getting done. I mean, the way government should work is you got folks in one side, whatever that is, Republican, Democrat, whatever, liberal, conservative, but whatever, an issue. They're one side. Let's take, just to use an example, let's say if the legislature had the power to override the federal government and its ability to manage nursing homes during a quote-unquote pandemic. I want to stop calling it a pandemic pretty quick here. A health concern, let's say, okay? And so you had Republicans and Democrats over there on one side that said, this is ridiculous. We're living by D.C. rules. Give me a break. This is crazy. On the other side, you said, look, this is people's lives and where the majority of the deaths so far have come has been nursing homes, so you've got to be super careful. So the governor stands in the middle and he hears that side and he hears that side. And he says, okay, DHS, let's come up with something that can... satisfy the folks over there that want to open up this sooner, but still give us some comfort that we won't have the worries they have. Okay, we're going to test. We're going to test a bunch. All right. Let's do a bunch of testing. So you go about and do that. And then about everybody agrees, by the way, they're like, give it a try, give it a try. And then the group over here on this side that wanted to open up, they start a day after that agreement saying, wrong, 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 wrong. Now, why are they saying wrong? That might be for the right reasons. But maybe you find out it's just they're against everything you're for. Do you want somebody else in that spot that will at least work with you and get in a room lined in one side or another? Now, the challenge here is everything I just described is pretty much foreign to everybody in the state legislature and everybody in the state government. It's not even how Governor Doug Burgum has operated, in or out of government. It's just how he's built. He's built to say, here's the vision, here's the plan, go do it. If you're on my team, great. If you're not, you're going to get a punch in the nose when you deserve it. Donald Trump did it that way. Now, whether or not North Dakota is ready for a governor that is Donald Trump-esque that way, I don't know. The difference I see is this, is that Donald Trump, for some strange reason, has found a way to connect, I shouldn't say for some strong reason, it's just him, it's why he got elected. He found the people that were, like me, of the opinion America was going south fast. Right? So he's out there with real folks, real people, and they're the Trump nation. They're the ones that are done. And here is, unlikely as it is, a zillionaire real estate developer who is a little brash and grew up in Brooklyn, so the guy knows how to throw elbows. So does Doug Burgum tweet like Donald Trump does? Of course not. But does Doug Burgum play every bit as hard behind closed doors? You can bet on it. Is it for personal gain? No. But he's competitive. He wants to win. So my point in saying this is that it's all unconventional. Who cares? What was conventional about the last 6 months? So find a way to work within it. Now, that doesn't mean the governor can't learn a few lessons. And when he's wrong, you should tell him he's wrong. Or he should say, look, I blew that one. That's not something you hear from elected leaders very often. I'm not here to say Doug Burgum or Donald Trump are perfect. I'm not. But I'm saying they have some similarities. And I'm sick and tired of the petty political games going back and forth. I want everybody to just be an adult and get in a room and figure it out. This group's mad because that group was supported by that group. And welcome to politics. So I don't know what's going to happen tonight in this primary, which... does anybody else think voting by mail is the dumbest thing ever? I don't know. Maybe if you sit still a lot.
Yep.
But I don't even get a chance hardly to grab my mail, right? You know, the bills are on auto pay, and my wife keeps track of that, does a marvelous job doing it. But you get so much noise, it's unbelievable. So I remember I saw the envelope saying, you know, mail the ballots in. And they sat on the island, because she saved them. One for her, one for me, one for our daughter who's in college. And, you know, finally, I don't know, 10 days ago, I sent them in. By the deadline, before June 8th. Have I got my ballots back yet? No. No, I haven't got them. It's election day. What do I do? What does my wife do? What does my daughter do? Meanwhile, I'm busy. I'm sorry, I'm busy. I mean, I like to just know when election day is and I'll deal with it then. It's such a screwed up mess, I can't even believe it. I don't believe it'll be fraudulent or anything, you know? I mean, I'm not naive enough to think that doesn't happen a lot of places, but I tell you what, I have talked to, who was it? Kurt Kroon the other day, legislator from Grand Forks, told me of 2-3 people that he knew well that had sent in ballot applications as husband-wife. And only one came back. Like the husband's yes, the wives no. So what does that mean? Somebody grabbed it at the mailbox and they're voting for who they want to vote for and they're voting in your name? Does it mean it got lost? I don't know. I don't know, but the whole thing stinks to me. It absolutely stinks. Now tonight we'll have election coverage and we'll keep tabs on all this, but I want to just suggest in advance you just not get too wrapped up about it. What it is. The big race, obviously Dan Johnson's race, but there's a number of legislative races as well, that are very important, and you know, District 8's one everybody's been watching, and there again is a good example. Is Jeff Delzer a good guy? Yep. Did Jeff Delzer act like your money was his money times 10? Absolutely. A total miser. I mean, but at a time like this, I guess you want a miser there, somebody said, right? I guess. But if I'm Doug Burgum and I got a big vision, and I got a guy like that that can gummy up the works just because he can, and he's going to show me because he's appropriations chair and you're governor and you can come kiss my ring or that won't happen? Yeah. Would I get a snoot full of that? You bet. So that's why Jeff Delzer didn't win the nomination in his own district. That's why he came in third. And people flip out that, yeah, well, they packed the place. Well, welcome to America. That's how Donald Trump won, too. Nobody did anything illegal. You mean it was bad that a lot of people turned out? Hello? You know, so we just got to stop this, folks. I'm really, really wearing out from it. I am. We have bigger fish to fry here. We have North Dakota, a great state, probably second freest state, maybe third, fourth through COVID in the whole country. Kudos to Kristi Noem, who was number one. We're going to have her on pretty quick. I'm telling you, that woman, talk about a mother's intuition. She said, I'm not giving anybody any rules. Our people are smart enough to figure this stuff out. And they did. And other than Smithfield, which started disastrous with 900 people testing positive, but guess what? None of them went to the hospital. They tested positive for COVID, but none of them went to the hospital. Why do you think that is, Todd? Why did none of them go to the hospital with COVID? Young 20-something, 24-year-old something folks in. Yeah, I mean, I can't think that was anything other than I can't hear Todd if I'm supposed to, but I hear him barely, but not loud enough, so turn him up. But I think what he said was because they're young. I mean, they had the symptoms, but they tested positive, but they were. So what does that mean? Just breathe, folks, as it relates to this whole COVID thing. Just breathe. We're crying out loud. You know, I mean, think, use your head. You're 10 times smarter. I guarantee you 99% of North Dakotans are 10 times smarter than any government plan of protecting themselves. I really believe that. And South Dakota proved that. So anyway, we'll talk protests when we come back and how that's all unraveling and more. Give me a call right now. Your take is welcome, as always, here.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am fond of giving gifts that are my pillow gifts. We have a nephew, Maria's niece's husband, who's just like extremely helpful at the lake. You know, one of those deals where I don't have a screwdriver. You got a screwdriver yet? I don't have a scraping knife. I got a scraping knife.
The neighbor with everything.
Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable. And I always like bunch my requests, you know, into three times a day so I don't ask for all 20 things at once. You know, he's so great. But anyway, I handed him a MyPillow this weekend. Just said, here, just, you know, add one to the repertoire here, because my father-in-law used to buy them for all the cabins, and they have a new cabin. So he said, oh, my gosh, MyPillow, I finally get to try it. You know, have you ever given somebody something where they just flip out on it? They will on these MyPillows because they hear about it. They know they want them, but they just haven't done it yet. And, of course, just the fact that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, makes them makes it worth it. So talked to him yesterday. He's a gem. He's working on some fun things, as he always is. I texted him and asked him if he is coming to Rapid City, because Maria has been asking about maybe we should take a little trek down to Mount Rushmore because President Trump is there July 3rd. You guys know that, right? Has that been out there, Todd?
I think so, yeah.
Are people aware of that? I think they announced it. I haven't heard a lot about it since they announced it, but it is happening, and you can request tickets, and it's on a lottery. They're going to get 7,500 people in there because of social distancing. So due to COVID, 50,000 people won't be able to go, but 7,500 will. So buddy of mine, Mark Skogerbo, the Freedom Poet, is cooking up an idea for another rally, and I connected him and Mike. So Mike sends me a text and says, let's connect later today. It was about 10 in the morning, and he called me back at about 10:15. So that was his later today. He's just an animal. It's unbelievable. It is. So he'll be there, and that's going to be a grand show. Can you imagine the fireworks, Mount Rushmore as the setting, and you're out there in the Black Hills? I mean, even if you don't get in and don't see President Trump say a few words, I mean, who cares? I mean, you'll listen to it on the radio. I mean, wow. So anyway, stay tuned for all of that. Mike might be there. And when you get a chance, buy his products, give him for gifts, because the towels, the sheets, the pillows are simply the best. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott gets you all the good deals. They do have, due to COVID, MyPillow face masks. $59.99 for a 20-pack when you use the promo code Scott. Okay? Okay. Texter says, any plans to have anyone on today to remind voters to get their ballot dropped off? Well, I just did that. And you can call your county auditor if needed. They can get you a ballot today. All right. So I'll do that today. So if you forgot like I have, call the county auditor. Okay? Now, we had hoped you could vote there today. But, again, the stupidity of how these things are handled. Because, you know, we knew it was going to be terrible June 9th on February 1st, right? So that's when you plan the election. Never mind. I will get off of it. It's over now. But can we be done with mail-in voting? Unless you want it. I get in some counties you like it, rather than driving to the one county seat how many miles away. Totally get it. But give me the option to vote in person, and that should be the majority of what we do. It's what we do under that flag, isn't it? I don't know. Anyway, so if you're like me and the ballots didn't show up, go to the county auditor, get your ballot, and today is the day they got to be in. Okay, or postmarked by today, right? Or was it yesterday?
Yesterday. 4 p.m. yesterday.
So, by yesterday. Yeah. There's another dumb thing, yep. But you can get it to your county auditor and still vote, so it won't matter there. Okay. I asked a question, and the question was, what is in the air in Fargo? I haven't really given an answer for that, but if you have an answer for that, bring it. What is in the air in Fargo? The context of why I'm asking that is, bad protests a week ago Saturday, celebration instead of a protest Friday, Monday press conference by the Black Lives Matter folks, undoing all the goodwill that came from Friday. Okay? So, I don't know, and we only know about this because there was a press conference yesterday and they wouldn't take questions and I don't know. Now, folks, I have to apologize to everybody Castleton West, because it's sort of the smart side of North Dakota, Castleton West. You know, maybe Larimore West there. I don't know. Kind of starts at the Walmart on 2 and Grand Forks. But anyway, that West is Western North Dakota. Let me give you a public, what do we call these, Todd, a disclaimer? Would it be like a disclaimer? Am I giving Western North Dakota? Or,
yeah, so that's a good way to look at it.
Public notice. We're not talking about you when we talk about how stupid things are getting with protests. Okay, there, I said it. Because it's really a Fargo problem. It's not an anywhere else problem. How many people were in Fargo the worst night of it a week ago Saturday, Kevin? 3,000 plus?
Oh, yeah, I'd say at least two.
Okay,
yeah.
So 2,000-3,000 there. Todd, how many showed up in Bismarck for your protest?
200 or 300.
And that was the biggest in the state outside of Fargo. Everywhere else, yeah. Dickinson, it's like 50 people, whatever. So understand, this is a Fargo problem. And sort of tracks with our politics. And I'm not being critical of Fargo because it just is what it is. It's sort of like the Red River Valley Task Force. They had to be tasked with fixing the Fargo COVID problem. So in Bismarck, everybody should get back to doing business like COVID doesn't exist. You know, and let people be smart. Take the Christy Noem model, okay? That's my take. But answer the question for me today. What's in the air in Fargo? We'll put it up so you can answer Twitter. What's on your mind Twitter account? If you haven't followed that yet, do it because it's kind of a fun one. It gives you a little run-through of what we're doing on the show. So, and Todd's going to put it up on Facebook, too. Just open-ended question. What's in the air in Fargo? Okay, Bismarck, we go. He may be... Maybe Clint could tell us. Clint, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just calling. Happy Election Day.
Yes.
And I wanted to reach out to Governor Doug Burgum, and I wanted to let him know that I proudly voted for him in the last election in 2016. I have voted for Secretary of State Al Yeager several times. I don't think old Al will run again, but if he would, I wouldn't vote for him. And I would not vote for Burgum again either, because today's election day, and since I didn't jump through all their hoops, I don't have a ballot. I called the county, I can't get a ballot. I called the governor's office and
wait
the
Secretary of State. Wait a minute, Clint. What county auditor did you call? What county are you in?
Burley County.
Because the Association of Counties just told me that Burley County, well, everywhere. Your county auditor can do this for you. So I would go to the auditor's office today. We're going to have what?
They won't. I called there, and they said it's not their deal, and she could go to jail. If I didn't pre-register, I can't get a ballot. Today's election day, I've got the Secretary of State's letter. But see, this is the beginning of socialism. It's no different than the governor having our motor vehicle department locked up with a tent out front with three people who are not social distancing or having face masks, not letting you in the Capitol, asking you what your business is there. So, you know what? Beginning of socialism is here.
Clint, you may be right that you can't if you haven't put your other thing in. I did do my app, so maybe that's the deal. But hang on, let's find out. Don't go away, okay? We'll be right back. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Both President Trump and his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, are coming out against calls to defund police, as activists around the country have been arguing for it. During a White House roundtable with law enforcement officials yesterday, Trump said there won't be any defunding, disbanding, or dismantling of police departments. As for Biden, he says he backs funding community policing programs that work to improve relations between police and communities. And he says,
I don't support defunding the police. I support conditioning federal aid to police based on whether or not they meet certain basic standards of decency and honorableness and are able to demonstrate they can protect the community and everybody in the community.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listen to Bruce Hornsby all day.
That's just the way it is.
Piano's his thing, right? He's yeah.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah.
He's good at it.
This is one of my favorite songs of all time.
It is a dance.
Love this song.
It's one of those that's timeless, actually.
Yeah, really.
Petro Serve USA is the spot for lunch today. So let's see what you're hungry for. Oh, they didn't do this to me. Hamburger hot dish with garlic toast.
I had to read these yesterday, dude. I was like, Leon and I were both like, let's go and put PetroServe.
West Main Avenue, West Fargo has hamburger hot dish with garlic toast. All right, well, I'll catch you next time. I hope they keep that in the rotation for Grandma. 12th Avenue, Fargo, tuna noodles, meatball dinner at the Harwood location, and Valley City hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Every PetroServe USA from Mandan in the west to Bemidji to the east. You know, the West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, I mean, everywhere. Harwood, on the way to the lake at Ada, has incredible food. 4-for-4 deal, like the hot stuff, personal pan pizza. Two of those awesome fresh-baked cookies and a 20-ounce fun drink. 4-for-4 every day. And the lunch special. So if I said I didn't have my meeting today at Applebee's, I would go get hamburger hot dish with garlic toast, and I'd get two sides and a bun with that. Can't make it up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Okay. So, Ron and Fargo is next, but I got to finish with Clint and Bismarck. So, I think the deal is, I don't know this, Clint, but I'm guessing it was the first envelope that requested the ballot didn't get set in, so that's why now the law doesn't allow you to get a ballot, which is dumb. Here's my deal. Could I not go to the county auditor today, fill out the ballot request, have them hand me a ballot request, and then vote, and then hand them back the ballot? Is that too much to ask?
I don't know. I've got that in hand, and that's what I wanted to do. And, you know, I haven't missed a day's work. I've been to work. I work at an essential company, and I've worked every single day since the beginning of this. We've never missed a day's work. We've done what we needed to do. We've kept our heads. We've kept kind of cool level head, and we've been cautious. But at the same time, we're getting about our lives, and I'm healthy. I've been out and about every day. I don't know what the reason is that I can't stop by and pick up a ballot, because today is election day.
Clint, I can almost just shed a tear listening to you, because I can hear in your voice that you don't like sitting out at election. You may have done a service here, though, by helping us end this nightmare once and for all. And I don't want you to put too much on Al Jager. I'm not going to pile on Al for the following reason. Counties make this decision. Counties make the decision. Counties made the decision. Listen to me, Clint. The counties wouldn't allow this idea that started in Grand Forks and then came to Fargo for at least one polling place per county, and that's all we ask, and they wouldn't do it. Next time we'll do it. We'll do that for sure next time, but not for this one. We can't do it. It's too late, blah, 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 blah. They just have their way of doing things, and that's conservatives among them. There's not a polling place today that is open in North Dakota at a county election like there always is for that sort of fail-safe to vote there. Again, due to stupid COVID, it's ridiculous, it's dumb. The decision was done previously when conditions were worse, but why don't they adapt? The governor told me personally, the governor told me personally when I complained about this, he said, the counties can do it. County commissions can do it. It's their call. If they want to do it, they can do it. They shut it down when this was brought up late in the process, and they could have done it. So counties got to own this. We are where we are. I don't think blame does anybody any good. At this point, let's fix it and never have it happen again.
Well,
you want to say what, Clint?
What scares me way worse than any virus or sickness or flu or anything else is socialism and communism. And we are living in socialism. We've marched right behind. Those county officials have not done their jobs. They have all marched single-handedly behind. Just the Pied Piper has been Governor Burgum, and they've all followed along. Nobody is.
Well, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is there anything when you say he's the Pied Piper? I get it. If the governor says we would rather you not, but the governor didn't say that. The governor told me they're free to do it. Now, he did originally, I believe, direct that based on protocols in January and February and March or whatever, you know, I mean, when this thing started. But he has since, and I got to go back and look at my back and forth with Chad Peterson from the Cass County Commission and hopefully the new mayor of Grand Forks, Brandon Bochensky, today, because they were really, Bruce Jovic did too, a bunch of people were really on the, Grand Forks County Commission and Clay County Commission, and they came back to me and said, you know, get it, we understand, but we're going to do it next time, we're not going to do it for this. So the governor gave the green light, and that information I know came from Governor Burgum to Bruce Jovic for Grand Forks and from me to Chad Peterson for Cass County. So I don't blame the governor. Now, the governor did put it in place before. Go to your county, and even if it is the governor's fault where you think the governor was saying they must do it, he doesn't decide what counties do. Even Al Jaeger doesn't decide what counties do.
No, you're right on that. They shirk their responsibility. And like I said, I fear socialism, and we've got to get over this dabbling in socialism. The socialistic experiment of 2020 is not working.
Thank you. Let's just call it an experiment, and let's cut the cord. It's done. It's done. You know, I was in Minneapolis for a friend at a car dealership, and everybody had masks. I asked if I needed to wear one because I forgot one, and they said, it's your choice. I said, well, that's good because we don't wear them hardly anymore in North Dakota because it's over. They said, well, it's over here, too. Just nobody's told Walls and, you know,
Governor, everybody else.
Yeah.
Hello?
And these are people in Minneapolis. Generally, you don't find the same political persuasion, if you know what I'm saying. Dave is calling from where? Dave, where are you at?
In Fargo.
And, Dave, what's on your mind?
Me and my wife just left the Cass County Courthouse. We actually ran into Montplaisir, and again, they won't either. They won't give us a piece of paper of any kind. We could prove our ID. We could prove where we lived, and we couldn't vote.
And had you filled out that form ahead of time, or were you?
We don't know. I mean, I do remember getting something and it laying on the counter two months ago, maybe. I don't know.
Don't feel bad.
I went online.
Don't feel bad, Dave. But it was on my counter, which is really amazing that it lasted as long as it did, a good month. I say amazing because generally, if it's on the counter, count on it to be in the garbage within 2 days is the rule at our house. So it lasted. So I did mail it in, but I just mailed it in barely 10 days ago, and our ballots didn't show up. So I think that's why they won't let you do it. And again, I think that's state law. I don't think they can. But give Kevin Flynn your telephone number, and like Clint, I'll do some checking when we have the auditors on here shortly, okay?
All right, thank you.
You bet. All right, without any further ado, let me bring to the broadcast, I believe, the hero of last Friday's events and really the days leading up to it, and that is the mayor of West Fargo, Bernie Dardis, who was part of a meeting where there was a negotiation to decide, is there going to be a protest, is there going to be a celebration? These I believe good-hearted folks came in and said, we want to do A, B, and C, and they said, you got to pick one, and it was hard and difficult and a tense meeting, but a great event came out of it. So my question is, how do we maintain that momentum? And so for that, Bernie Dardis, mayor of the fastest-growing city in North Dakota, West Fargo, joins us. Hi, Bernie.
Good morning, Scott.
So how do we keep this momentum? I mean, first of all, you haven't had a chance to explain to the audience what you thought of Friday, but what did you think about that event?
Well, there was a lot of good discussion, but part of any good discussion is good listening. And, the public needs to understand that these young people that brought us all together in this meeting, they're Americans. They're all naturalized Americans. And some of them, when we went around the room, there were some of them that had been here for 14 years, 9 years, 6 years, 5 years. And so, they've sworn the allegiance to the United States Constitution. So we have to sit down and we have to visit. But again, the most important part of having a discussion is the listening part. And quite honestly, the meeting started out a little bit tense, and that was between me and one of the individuals that we had had some experiences with. And, we got that out of the way, and then I shut up and I started to listen. And it was very positive,
And then how about what came out of that? So it was tense, but it was positive, as you say, and sage advice. Any good discussion has to include good listening. So everybody listened. You came up with a plan. Did that plan execute as you hoped it would on Friday in the park?
Yes, absolutely. There was open dialogue. There was good listening going on. They gave the opportunity from the elected officials to speak with regard to some of their concerns and demands. And again, when you're dealing with constitutional issues, you're dealing with U.S. citizens, everybody has the same rights by the Constitution. So the discussion was that if they felt disenfranchised, if they felt that there were some issues that in their community that they were that they weren't being treated fairly on, certainly we have to listen to that type of thing. And so that's what transpired. Mayor Judge was a force in the room, as was Mayor Mahoney. I had my perspectives and what I have to offer with regard to our community, which, as you know, I'm extremely proud of the way that our city administration, our staff, our police department, our fire department serves the public in West Fargo. So, we're there representing everyone. And so thus that whole listening session, they listened to us, and we certainly listened to them.
So what happened? Now they're calling press conferences saying, the cop in Fargo was just a bunch of allegations with no proof, and saying Dave Todd's corrupt, and what went wrong?
Well, the circumstances that the city of Fargo and the city of the Fargo Police Department's dealing with right now with those folks, I don't think it's appropriate for me to comment on that. I haven't been intimately involved in any of those conversations. It is troubling. It's a concern, I should say, rather than troubling. It's a concern that I have because we made some great headway. We had some great progress. We, we got to know these people a little better. We got to, have a dialogue. We had an opportunity to listen to them.
That's awesome. And you did it well, and you led the pack. You really did, Bernie. Congrats on your leadership. I hope we aren't at a point where, that has been frayed already.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at HATandSons.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie. Mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car. After graduation, sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on the fast.
11 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Continued the conversation with Bernie Dardis off the air. I'm not going to play that because I'm not sure that he knew it was not on the air. But he didn't say anything that I just don't know if he knows. But basically, I'll just summarize it to say that, you know, he's as surprised as anyone that it's taken the turn it has, and that has been an important issue to them. But he's West Fargo, you know, obviously, and that issue is a Fargo Police Department, you know, case against a suspect, and it goes to Birch Burdick, and Birch Burdick decides. So it really is, if anybody wants more charges on Michael Griffith, West, or anybody, just ought to wait for Birch, his father, his late father, a dear man. Anyway, so just let Birch Burdick know, and I imagine law enforcement's doing that and attorneys are involved and the usual process is being used. So, meanwhile, I think that the West Fargo conversation with those folks can continue because they're sort of out of that fray for right now, but it seems like there's showbiz. It really does. It seems like there's showbiz going on. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at the University of Mary. Want to give a quick shout out to anybody that served this country. Number one, we don't say it enough. I try to do it when I'm somewhere, but it almost feels like you're kind of just being fakey nice when you see somebody and say thanks for your service. So know that it's from my heart, and I know many people in this part of the world. We thank you for your service. We really do. We appreciate it. So does the University of Mary. It's one of the reasons that they say, hey, you served our country. Let us serve you now. They have a military-friendly school with online and in-person classes available for busy adults in addition to their campus in Bismarck. They make it their mission to prepare you for promotion in the military or a success in a civilian career. Find out more at online.umary.edu/military-services-scholarships, personal care, full support team. Tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. You don't even pay an application fee. So what do you got to lose? Just to say, hey, okay, how much credit would I already have from work I've done and whatnot? It's easy. I've done it. Online.umary.edu, specific for folks in military. All right, Mike Bonpleasure is the auditor of Cass County. He joins us on our newsmaker line here. This is an audible today because we've had some questions related to balloting. Mike, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you, Scott.
A number of people have called, concerned that they want to vote today. Some have sent in their early registration request for a ballot. Some have not. What can they do?
Well, if they sent in a request and we've sent them a ballot, then, obviously, they should have been able to vote. So,
well, I'll put myself in that category. I did it, but I didn't get the ballot back, unless it's going to come today and I don't have the mail yet. But I haven't got my ballot back. So,
yeah. There aren't any polls open today. That decision was made back on April 6th. And we made that decision based on, what information we had at that time. And you have to understand that in Cass County, we've always prided ourselves on offering various ways to vote. We always had the absentee vote starting 40 days before the election. For probably about 10 years or so, we've done early voting a week before the election for an entire week. And then, of course, we had election day. So this was not a decision that was made lightly. We were approached late last year from an individual who wanted us to go all vote by mail all the time. And we said, no, we're not interested. We think the way we are doing things is better for everybody involved. If you want to vote by mail, you could do that. But if you wanted to vote in person, you could also do that. So we had to make that decision at that time. I still think it was the right decision given the COVID type infections that are going on.
Well, then, maybe April 6th it was the right decision. I don't personally think it was the right decision now, but that train's left the station. And I think what people don't understand is that if you found out on, say, May 1, right, or even May 15th, that you needed to have one polling place on June 8th, that's not exactly easy in Cass County, correct?
No, it wouldn't be, because we, realistically, we couldn't have one polling place on Election Day.
What do you mean? Oh, because you fear too many people would come?
We would be overrun with people, yes.
Well, why not just not advertise it? Just do it.
Well, that's not an option either because you have to publish everything and all of that.
Well, you can publish it, but I'm saying not exactly go around. I don't know. You understand the frustration of people here better than anybody probably, right? Because your goal every election is that they run smoothly. But people are mad. They're really mad about this, and I can't say I blame them. This is just no way to run an election. I hate mail-in voting, and most of North Dakota does.
Well, and I agree with you, although, not most of North Dakota does because 23 counties have been doing it for a number of years. But they're smaller counties. With the volume that we have, the number of people that we have, it's very difficult. And, we don't have a voter registration system. Some people think we do. We really don't. What we have is a list of people who have voted in the past based on driver's license and non-driver's IDs and that sort of thing. So when they mailed out applications to everybody, it's not everybody got an application, because we don't have registered voters. If you had registration, people would have to register a certain amount of time before the election, which I've never liked, because I think if somebody decides, 2 days before the election that they want to vote, they should be able to vote. Unfortunately, that's not the case this time. One of the big things that people can do today is they can drop their ballot off We have a secure lockbox at the front of the courthouse.
What if they want a ballot, Mike? If they've done the... Hang on a sec. We'll finish this, folks. More coming up. We're going to dig into the situation with long-term care and more straight ahead.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.